Macmillan Audio presents Bury Your Dead by Louise Penny. Read for you by Ralph Cosham.
One. Up the stairs they raced, taking them two at a time, trying to be as quiet as possible. Gamache struggled to keep his breathing steady, as though he was sitting at home, as though he had not a care in the world.
"Sir,"
came the young voice over Gamache's headphones. "You must believe me, son. Nothing bad will happen to you." He hoped the young agent couldn't hear the strain in his voice, the flattening as the chief inspector fought to keep his voice authoritative, certain.
"I believe you."
They reached the landing. Inspector Beauvoir stopped, staring at his chief. Gamache looked at his watch. 47 seconds. Still time. In his headphones, the agent was telling him about the sunshine and how good it felt on his face. The rest of the team made the landing, tactical vests in place, automatic weapons drawn, eyes sharp, trained on the chief. Beside him, Inspector Beauvoir was also waiting for a decision. Which way? They were close, within feet of their quarry. Gamache stared down one dark, dingy corridor in the abandoned factory, then down the other. They looked identical. Light scraped through the broken, grubby windows lining the halls, and with it came the December day. 43 seconds. He pointed decisively to the left, and they ran, silently, toward the door at the end. As he ran, Gamache...